Beloved congregation in our Lord Jesus Christ, I wonder how many of us see the necessity of this request as we do with the others. How often do we think about our need to pray even for the simple provision of bread? When we look at the other points of the prayer, we can see importance there, right? We can think, wow, the necessity is for sure, when we look around the world, that God's name needs to be hallowed. We need help for that to occur. We can see the necessity in needing to pray for God's kingdom to come. That is something that we depend that God would bring about, that His kingdom would come. We can't bring that about. We see necessity in these things. But I wonder, in our modern world, where we have irrigation, pesticides, fertilizers, and all sorts of advancements in technology, that we feel the necessity and need to pray for God to give us this day our daily bread. Because most of the time, the biggest problem that we face is not that whether we can bring food to the table, but whether a certain product may be on the shelf for us to make that recipe that we want to make. And this can lead to an attitude of self-reliance and independence in thinking, well, I'm the one that has worked for this food. I brought it to the table. I prepared it. I've worked hard for it. I've brought this to the table. Now, on the one hand, the person who doesn't work ought not expect to eat. God clearly portrays that in Scripture in such places like Proverbs 6, where He says, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which having no chief, officer, or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provision in the harvest. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Your poverty will come like a vagabond, and your need like an armed man." The one who does not work and does not labor ought not expect to be fed. But we need to balance such things out with these words from Psalm 121, which says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors. For He gives to His beloved even in his sleep." God doesn't need our labors to provide us the food that we need. He calls us to work faithfully. But He is the one that blesses us with it. And our work would be in vain without His blessing, without His loving and benevolent hand of grace. And this can even be seen in those miracles in which God, in Elisha's case, was able to feed all those people, sons of the prophets, with only a few loaves. And they were all satisfied. But to those under the curse, which we are all by nature, these words come from Deuteronomy 28 or Leviticus 26, which you will see these sorts of things, these sorts of curses. "You will sow your seed uselessly, and your enemies will eat it up. When I break your staff of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, and they will bring back your bread in rationed amounts, so that you will eat and not be satisfied. Cursed shall be your basket and kneading bowl. See, the Word of God says that we need God's blessing. We need a relationship with Him, His grace and His mercy and His love to be given toward us, because without it, we will suffer, and even the work of our hands will be in vain. And so we need to see that this request is no less necessary than the rest. We need to see the importance of this prayer and what it teaches us. Because by expressing our dependence upon Him in that prayer, look at what the Catechism says we will learn. We pray, do take care of all our physical needs, so that we come to know that you are the only source of everything good, and that neither our work and worry nor your gifts can do us any good without your blessing. And so help us give up our trust in creatures and to put our trust in you alone. And this is something that Paul expresses in his letter here. Notice those words of verse 19 that express that confident faith that he knows that God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He expresses that God is that source of every good thing. He expresses that neither our work nor our worry, nor even those gifts can do us any good without His blessing. And as we look at this passage, I want to remind us of a bit of the context of this letter. Because one cannot help be struck with how many times Paul refers to joy and rejoice and rejoicing in this letter. Some have called this the letter of rejoicing. And so, young people, read through this. Take time to read this letter carefully and mark down and underline every time Paul mentions that word rejoice or joy or rejoicing. Because Paul is just elated with joy and rejoicing. He is constantly referring to this, and even to the point in which in this very chapter he says it twice in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. But along with this, as you read through, also note the trials that Paul faces. Paul is writing this from prison. He is being persecuted for the gospel. In chapter 1, he speaks about how he's under threat of death. There are also those who are seeking to harm him. In chapter 2, he speaks about being poured out as a drink offering, as this sacrifice. And even here in verse 14, we see that the Philippians have shared with Paul in his affliction. And so we see that Paul is not being carried on some flowery beds of ease. But he is joyfully content and confident that God gives him everything he needs. He is joyfully content and confident that God supplies him with everything that he needs. And this is what brings us to verse 19, which will be our focus this afternoon. And we will look at this small verse in 3 points. We will first of all see the source of the supply. Second of all, we will see the sufficiency of the supply. And finally, we will look at that phrase according to His riches. And the first thing we want to know is that source of the supply. Paul says that God will supply the church. Paul says that his God will supply the Philippian church with every need that they have. Did you catch that? Whose God? His God. It is the God whom Paul trusts. He puts his confidence in God alone. He's able, despite the hardships, the trials, the sufferings, the afflictions, he is able to say that God will supply every need. And it is because he has experienced that good and benevolent God. He is confident that God is his God. He is his Father. And this is all rooted in those words in the end, in Jesus Christ. Because, people of God, as we remember, we are all born under God's curse. In Adam, we are all covenant breakers, not covenant keepers. All of us are strangers and aliens to God, because we do not naturally love him or our neighbor. Yet here, Paul is confident and able to say that it is his God that supplies these things. He has a personal relationship with him and trusts him because of what Jesus Christ has done. In fact, when he is talking about that contentment that he is able to have, that he has experienced, in both provision and abundance, but also in need and lack, both in having all his comforts met and in having those comforts even taken away, he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. His confidence is in Christ. And so he wants, and his strength is in Christ. Every need that he has is met in Christ. And so in Philippians 4 verse 6, he has even told that Philippian congregation, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, in order to have the peace of God in all these different circumstances, in all these different needs, even in abundance, one must know the God of peace who will supply your needs. He is the very source of all these things. Just as 2 Corinthians, which we read, said this, now he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. He supplies everything. He is the source for every good gift. And so this brings us to our second point, the sufficiency. And we actually might be a little bit skeptical of what Paul says here. In fact, there's evidence that some may have been a little bit skeptical of what Paul also says. Because our text says, he will supply all your needs. And that's really hard to grapple with when we have times of suffering and trials. It's really hard to grapple with that truth, that it just seems too good to be true. And that's why there are some Greek manuscripts that turn this not into a confident statement of Paul, but rather into a prayer saying, may my God supply you with all your needs, rather than my God will supply you with all your needs. But there's one way in which we can reconcile this. First of all, we need to see that there is a difference between necessities and wants. God doesn't always give us what we want. He always provides us what we need. And we also need to have that confidence that everything He sends us is for our good and His glory, for our complete joy and delight and His good pleasure. Listen to the wisdom of the prayer in Proverbs 30. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, that I not be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or that I not be in want and steal and profane the name of God, of my God. See, Paul knows and is confident that God will give everything that we need. He is confident that God is a good God and that He does not allow us to lack what we need. Brothers and sisters, faith is active. If you believe that God is the one who supplies everything you need, then you need to be praying, give us this day our daily bread. Take care of all my physical needs. This is an expression of faith and knowledge that your God is the God who is the source of everything good. He is the one who gives you everything you need, and you can have that confidence that God will bring you the help that you need. And so often, when we skip out on praying this petition, give us this day our daily bread, it is because we are expressing our meager confidence in God's ability to provide, and that we have a greater ability to provide for our needs. And so we need to remember that we are utterly dependent upon Him. That even those blessings, even those things that we enjoy, even the vacations, even the wealth, even the comforts that we receive are not our source of blessing, but God is. We can only find contentment if we trust Him, if we trust His provision, His timing, and His work. But we also need to see that this is according to His riches. Not only is He the source of every good, but He also gives us everything that we need, but He does so according to His riches. Now, one pastor says that we ought not think about this as some rich investor who's giving out of his wealth just a portion in order to help and to provide, just a bit that he can use as kind of a tax write-off for his benefit, that it isn't going to cause him any suffering or anything at all, really. Because these men they give out of their abundance without any cost to him. But God gives according to His riches. That is, He gives us all that He has. He has given us His Son, Jesus Christ, who is His treasure. And so thereby, Romans 8 says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not freely give us all things? Think about this, people of God. All the blessings that God has given us, He has given us in Christ. Though we may not get immediate relief from pain and suffering, from bodily hunger and ailments. But God does care for our bodies. He redeems them. He feeds them. He will resurrect them. And along with Christ, we inherit all things. Brothers and sisters, do you share in that confidence that Paul had? Do you believe that God will gloriously provide all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus? Then one must express that trust. One must express that faith by praying, "Give us this day our daily bread." And by praying that, we will come to know and experience that God is the source of every good thing. That neither our work nor our worry, and even those gifts, will do us any good without His blessing. But He freely and generously gives them to us. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God and merciful Father, do show us care for all our physical needs, that we may experience and know Your faithfulness, that You are the one who is gracious and loving, and give us all these blessings. Yet, Lord, may we also know that none of these gifts will do us any good unless You bless them to us. And so we thank You for the confidence that we can have because You did not spare Your own Son, but gave Him over for us and for our sake. This we pray in Jesus' name alone. Amen. Let us now